In the name of Jesus, amen. Indeed, Jesus is risen from the dead. Praise be to God. And you have been raised up with Christ, you heavenly people. It is a privilege to proclaim to you the resurrection of Jesus Christ, to proclaim to you the resurrection people, the baptized of Christ. In his epistle to the Colossians, Paul makes it clear that he is writing to a very special people, a wonderfully loved and blessed people. The Colossians, as Paul describes them in chapter 2, are a people who have been rooted, who have been built up, who have been strengthened and confirmed in the faith. They have been taught. They have been filled and made complete in Christ. They have been buried with Christ in their baptism, in which also Paul says they have been raised up together with Christ through the powerful working of God, which raised Jesus from the dead. They have been made alive with Christ. Their trespasses, all of them, have been forgiven. So also you. What a people you are. What a God you have, who has done all this for you and to you in Jesus. And all of this just in one chapter, just in chapter 2. Paul continues in the next chapter in the words of our text. If you have then been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. This Easter, ponder again who you are and what your life is. In Colossians, Paul is constantly warning the Christians against being sucked back into thinking about themselves and their lives according to the same old principles of the world. Don't be taken captive again through worldly philosophy, which depends upon human tradition, upon the basic principles of the world, but not according to Christ, Paul writes. It is so easy for us, as we reflect on ourselves, as we live our lives and perceive our world and our life in it, it is so easy for us, for our thoughts always to devolve back to those same earthly standards. The earthly standards which the book of Ecclesiastes exposes as empty and vain. My life is knowledge, and I am what I have learned. My life is achievement, and I am what I have accomplished and built up. My life is power and influence, and I am as great as the number of people that I manage to somehow get under me. My life is piety and religious zeal, and I am what I do or sacrifice for God. My life is wealth, and I am what I have accumulated. When we think of ourselves, when we measure ourselves, when we fret about ourselves and beat ourselves down, or when we pat ourselves on the back and puff ourselves up, how easy it is to always end up back here in the principles of this world, in the standards of this earth. It's all earthly things, and it all looks good in its time, like a flower in beautiful bloom. But it all ends up rotting in the tomb. But you heavenly people, you baptized of Christ, this is not you. You have died, Paul writes, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. There are more than one reason to hide something. To say that your life is hidden does not mean that God desires to keep you somehow from finding it. It does not even mean, especially does not mean, that God wants to make it difficult or challenging to find, like some secret Gnostic truth which only the spiritually elite, only the most persistent and passionate about God will be able to pierce through to and finally discover the ultimate Christian life. Your life is hidden in a specific place with Christ in God, so that you will know exactly where to find it. To say that your life is hidden, then, is to say, first of all, that you will not find it in your own knowledge, achievement, power, piety, or wealth. That is to say, you will not find it in you. To say that your life is hidden with God in Christ is to say that you will find it in Christ who was raised up, and in your being raised up with him. As we hear of him, as we hear the word of and about Christ, Jesus enters us and dwells in us. His word enters us and dwells in us. This word of his life, his compassion, his obedience, his teaching, his atoning death, his victorious resurrection, his ascension into heaven, his present reign, his coming again, his eternal kingdom. The word of Christ dwells in us richly. And as it does so, God is renewing us in his image, the image of Christ. This is only a beginning, and it remains only a beginning throughout our lives. That is why Paul says it is hidden with Christ in God. But when Christ, who is your life, appears, you also will appear with him in glory. When he appears very soon, then at the last, you will see who you are. You will be like Jesus, for you will see him as he is. You will shine like the sun in the kingdom of your Father, and your luster will not reflect your knowledge, your achievement, your power, your piety, or your wealth. Rather, you will shine with the glory of him who was dead, but now who is alive again, forever and ever. Come then to his altar, you resurrection people, you baptized of Christ. Come and find yourself. Come and find your life hidden in Christ. Amen.